Remois Shnei Bnei Aaron Vekarvosom Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. The MS, there's a lot of pshotim. What happened? What was the siva for the Mises Bnei Aaron? There's even a remez in the Balaturim. When, a few weeks earlier, when it says Vateitzei Eish Milifnei Hashem Vatoichal Oisom, it says Oisom Mole with a vav. Zokta Balaturim, it's meramez that they were choyte with shisha dvarim. Eish Zora, they were hoiru b'fnei rabam, shsuya yayin, bonim loy hoyu lohem, nosnu einayim b'parnosois, and loy notul eitzah. As I said, there were six chatoim. Over the emes, whatever the pshat is, the ikar is mudgish in this pasuk, b'karvosam l'fnei Hashem. Why were they nenash? On whatever one of these various pshatim you want to say, it's because of the karvosam lefnei Hashem, and the Eibishter was medak to kechut asayir. Now, in the union of the void of Yom Kippur, shtei v'zois yovei aron, it's yedua. There's makaris in the medrash. The Grah talks about it that Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, has a right whenever he wants, not only on Yom Kippur, v'zois yovei aron el hakodesh. The Seder Avoida that's mentioned here of going into Kodesh Kadoshim, if he wants to do it, he's able to do it. Bezois Yovei Aaron al Kodesh. You can clear, we know, in the Avoida of Yom Kippur, there's the Psukim in Achri Mois, and then there's the Karbonis Hayoin, what's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Stanos, Yom Kippur has Karbonis Musif, of like all the Yom Tovim have Karbonis Musif. Yesh La'ayin, in the Seder Advarim, for this din of Bezois Yovei Aaron, what Gedorim does it have? He also brings the Parshas Pinchas Dika Karbonis, and the Ayil, Svetagansa Tumalveg, and the Ayil, you have to work out. But there's definitely a Seder Advarim of Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKoyish. Is it only a din of Aaron himself, or any Kohen Gadol? It's a Shaila. The Meshech Chochma says, based on a Sipurna, in the end of Emor, it says in the end of Emor, Onan Hashem al Hamishkan Yoimam, the Sifurna says that the entire Arboim Shon in the Midbar was on a special Madrega, Kiba Onan Eroa like a pirate. It was that Madrega of Yom Kippur. So he says that's the Pshat. It was a din not only in the Midbar. And the Emesah Bezoi, it's not only a din in Aaron, who a din in Eliezer? The Chazru Anani Kavod, right? Chazru Beschus Moshe. So there was still Anani Kavod. So Eliezer Kohen Gadol also would be able to have this din. It's not a din in Eliezer, it's not a din in any Kohen Gadol. It's a din in Yom Kippur. Now the Arboim Shana B'Midbar has this Madrega of Yom Kippur that you can do avoid this Yom Kippur. There's a lot of diyukim and the psukim, we don't want to all of them, where it's gevoit that you have this inyan taka. I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Medayik, it says Vayedaber Hashem and Vayoymer Hashem. There's one Ladoiris and one for Aaron HaKohen. One taka for this Aaron Dikedin and a separate din for the Yom Kippur Dikedin. So the Stibler brings down a beautiful Zach. It's based on the Sugi and Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel. The Sugi says in Daf Nun Gimel and Yuma, if a person goes in and brings the Kohen Gadol, brings in the Ketoiris, Chiser, Achas, Mikol, Samaneo, Yechayiv Misa. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to say that he's Chayiv Misa because he was Chiser, Achas, Mikol, Samaneo? He's Chayiv Misa because of Bia Reikonis. If he went in without one of the ingredients, so he went in Umzist. He's Chayiv Stamzeh going into the Kohen Gadol and Bia Reikonis. So the Gemara says it's Chayich when he was Shoigig in Bia Reikonis and he was made it about the Ketoiris. He didn't know that there's an Aver of Bia Reikonis. Another Teret says he brought in two sets of Ketoiris. One was Shleima and one was Chaser. So as Bia Reikonis, it's not. He's bringing in a Richtig Ketoiris. He's also bringing in a fake Ketoiris. As I saw the Gemara, Frek the Shagas Arye in Simen Ayin Aleph, the Gemara is handling that he maybe should be Chayich Misa as Chiser Achas Mikol Samaneo and also as Bia Reikonis. That's the topic. Fred the Shagas Arye, there's a third problem. He's making a fire on Yom Kippur. If it's not the richtig ingredients of the Ketoiris, he's making a fire for no reason. It's Havara. Then it be Chayiv Misa as the Havara. And the Shagas Arye goes on to be Meirich. It's not so posh. It's their Havara and Hoitzo on Yom Kippur. That's what the topic of the Shagas Arye is. He's trying to be a riot from that Gemara that there's no Chiyah for the Havara. Zok the Stipler and Birchas Peretz. That you can answer up. The Gemara is not talking about Yom Kippur. The Gemara is talking about this din of Bezois Yovei Aaron. It's the middle of the week. It's not a, it's a weekday. Bia Reikonis is a problem. Chiser Achas Mikol Samaneo is a problem. But Bia Reikonis, Bechlal wasn't the topic. That's one of the many Revochim you have with this inyan of Bezoisi of the Aaron. Then you have the Shnei Seirim, Echad Lashem, Echad Lazozel. They have to be very similar. They have to be Shavim, Begil, Begoydel, Vamara. And then you make a Goyrel, and one goes to the right and one goes to the left. It's a Mabel de Gazach. They start off both exactly the same, Tzvei Shepsalach. And they're starting off exactly with the same Netunim, with the same Haskhala, with the same status. And one goes one direction, one goes the other direction. It's a Gaval de Kamusa Haskel. The person has to know where he's starting from, but you don't know where you're ending off. The pasuk says, "Kechitzim biyad gibor kein bnei hanaurim." So there's a pshat. When a person sends out an arrow, even a tiny drop of a millimeter being off in the direction where it's headed, finally where it ends up getting shoot out, is way off. But the bnei hanaurim, when a person is building himself and getting himself established in the beginning, is the time to realize to be extra careful with the koiches that the Eibishter gave him, to taka use it the right way, and not even be off by a millimeter. It's like shooting an arrow, you'll go in the wrong direction, it starts off, it's like, oh, it's only, I'm kamad doing gevaldik, it's only if it's a kleinikite. It's a nishkin kleinikite. Every kleinikite, as the arrow spreads out, and you continue, you don't know where you end up heading. That's the message over here. Shtei da'avoida, v'nosan esak toiris al ha'esh lefnei Hashem. And there was a machloikis, the tzedoikim had a different shita, how to do the k'tiris. And the Sunni Niyuma, it said they used to make the Kohen Gadol make a shvua. Mashbiyin as a Kohen Gadol, to make sure he would do it with the richtig minig, not like the minig of the tzedoikim. It's interesting, the achronim have a kasha. The tzedoikim only believes in Torah Shev Echsav. And therefore he believes, the way the Pesukim say it, that you're supposed to be mesakim mibachutz and machnas mibafnim when it's already prepared. So you're going to make a shvua. It's a shvua levatlas a mitzvah according to his shita. He's not going to change his daya even if he made a shvua. It's a shvua levatlas a mitzvah. How is that going to stop him? So the Chasam Sofer in Shuvah writes that the din of nishba levatlas a mitzvah is also not a beferish apostik. It's also only learned out from a drasha. It's like he doesn't go with that either. Sfasema says of Pshat that a shvua levatlas a mitzvah, you're not over that. It's not chal the shvua when you're over it, but it's a shvua shav. That alone is the avera. He doesn't want to be nichshal in the shvua shav of making a shvua levatlas a mitzvah, and that's what's going to force him to do it the other way. V'chol adam layeh ba'oil moyed. No one should be in the oil moyed. There's a medrash in Afanor. It's also Yerushalmi in Yuma, Perak Aleph. V'chol adam layeh ba'oil moyed. Afilu oisam shenemer aleim udmus pneim pnei ha'adam. Even a malach, even on those that it says on them udmus pneim kepnei ha'adam, a malach also was not able to be in the oil moyed when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Even a malach can't go in. Even a malach can't go in. There's a whole shaila. There's a gemara. It says in Yuma, daf yutes, there was once a tzedoki that wanted to be masakin mibachutz and machnas mibefnim when it was ready prepared, and he was so machsimcha gedoyva. Because he's Mosai Yobi Liyodi Vakaimenu, then I'm going to be able to do it with our Shita. And like Hayu Yomim Uotim Achemes Vahutul Vashva Vahayu Talon Yoitze Mechoitmoy. And Rashi explains why Mechoitmoy. So Rashi, because the nose is the first Ava that goes in, right? He stuck his nose into the Kaidish Kadashim where it shouldn't have in the wrong way. But it's a Santa Deacon Rashi. Rashi says over there, he says, when a person enters, the first thing that enters is the nose. So Rashi, how do I know? There's a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Zayin. It's talking about a person exiting a Beis Hamenuga, and over there it says, when he's leaving backwards, if something's still in, and it says, even if the nose is still in. So Rashi, oh, it's a raya that the nose is the end. The Seif doesn't bring a raya from the Metzias, right? So if the Gemara in Gittin, Davov, V'habavel, it's Tzvoyna Shal Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvoyna Shal Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar, doesn't say look at the map. What a post, Alsman the Torah, is like Rashi. He got punished that it's Yotza Mechaitma because the nose is the first thing, a raya from a sugya. But then the Gemara brings another man, the Omer, that Miyad, Yitzhiyosa, he was Nigaf. There was a coil of a Malach, and it was Kekaf Regal, Ego, Ben Seifov, and the Malach came in and killed him. And then the Mefarshim asked, Even a malach is not allowed to be there. Maybe he said, but kol adam layi, how did even a malach come? Marshal b'emes bavoran that the malach killed him afterwards, be it siyosa. After he came out, the malach came and killed him. Not when he was inside. Of the Ritva, the Tais Yishonim, they bring this Yerushalmi to ask the Kasha, and it says, over there the Malach was able to be, because since he did it Shaloi Kedin, so it wasn't the Richtige Knesis Ketairis, he did it Shaloi Kedin, he was Machnas, he was Mesakim Yubachutz, and Machnas Yubachnim, so it wasn't done in the Richtige Oifen, that's why a Malach was able to go in. It says, the Gemara says, a Malach came, and it's Kekach Regel, the Malach has the simon of the Malach was on.
Let's see, when in the
Knesset, just
something in there
was involved. Yeah, okay, but that's how they answer, that it happened, that because it was Shalai Kedin, that's why the Malach was able to be. The Marshal Tani says the Malach came afterwards. We'll go a step further, the Yerushalmi's Mamshech, it says that Arboim Shon Hashimei Shimon HaTzadik Es Yisrael. And he said, last year when he came out, he said, this year I know that I'm going to be Nifter. Because every year when I go in, I see someone Loibish Levonim, Ba'atav Levonim. And this year he was Lavish Shchoyrim, Ba'atav Shchoyrim. And he was nichnas imi v'lo yotze imi. So I knew that this is my last year. And why did Yerushalmi ask? V'chal odom layir. V'almoy, who did Shimon HaTzadik meet every year? And on that, Yerushalmi says that it was ki'ilu a hasog of HaKadosh Baruch Ba'atzmoy. But then the Medrash asks him once they're fighting. How did the Kohen Gadol go in? It's not the Kasha. How did the Kohen Gadol go into the Kohen? V'chal odom. So the Yerushalmi, what did he ask him? It's a chiyah. So the medrash, lashon of the medrash is v'shosh ha'yuruch ha'koydesh shoyer alav ha'yupon of boyaris kilapidim ki sifsei koyin yishmeru das koyin godel negar ayin. Aber steht da, gewalt und das, ist mehr wie amalach. That's what it means. Amalach ayin man ist darin. Aber the koyin godel yet. The koyin godel yet. The koyin godel is the heilig the mensh and the koydesh kadoshim and on Yom Kippur, if you do it without the bezoisi of Yom on Yom Kippur, is the holiest person in the holiest place of the world on the holiest day. The Torah is mer yoker mikoyin gadol shenichnes lefnai ufnim. When Yankel sits by dein stand and I learn the black Gemara, yekara he mipninim. From all of this together, the holiest place, the holiest time, with the holiest mensch. Obi yekara he mipninim. After this, listen. You have to listen. Every time I'm a halachic some standard, you have to know. Yekara he mipninim. In the Sor LaZozel, interesting, there's a kasha from the Kaaba de Kashaisa on Sor LaZozel. It says, V'shilach oisei biyad ish iti hamidboro. The Gemara says they were mezamin this person the day before. And it says, iti that you should be mezumin. Iti afilu b'shabbos. And the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush afilu b'shabbos? What isser is he doing? Tchumen is not a problem, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, the chiddush Shabbos that's being mischadish, if you keep us chal b'shabbos. The chiddush is that even if he's a choyva, the person you picked, he can't walk anymore, you have to carry him, then you'll even carry him. Iti afilu b'shabbos. So you read the Gemara in Yuma, that samach vav. Shrek the Kabe, the Kashayis, he has a kasha, he's going to sugi in Beitza, but he asks, he has a pashuk shat. What does it mean afilu b'shabbos? It's negeya if Yom Kippur is chal on Sunday. The din is iti, you have to be mezamen the day before. Correct, being mezamen the day before is hachona doyreis. You know, the sugi is telling the sheet is there. But the chara, he asked a kasha, why didn't the Gemara answer? The Gemara is asking, what does it mean iti afilu b'shabbos? Which chilul Shabbos is involved over here? And the Gemara answers. It's negeya if he got sick, they have to carry him. It's negeya when Yom Kippur is chal on Sunday, that you had a mechadish, that you mezamen on Shabbos. You have to know the gedorim of hachona doyreis. But I was thinking, I'm not sure, Taka, that's the din. Maybe Taka could be mezamen on Friday. I mean, Rashi's lashon is shehichinu oisei me'esmoy. You can't prepare on a Friday, 2 days before. But as I fret there, Akash. Say parshas. We have later on all the parsha of the near the end of the parsha. You have all the parsha of the Arayis. Then you have the parsha of Arayis twice. You have in Perek Yud Ches. In Parshas Achrei Mois, it says all the Chayvei Lavin of the Arayis, right? You always need an Azhara. And at the end of all the Azharas, it says a Klolis de Kikoris, Kikola Shayasim, Kikola Te'eva Se'elu V'Nichrasu. Later on, in Parshas Kedoshim, in Perek Chof, it repeats again some of the Arayis and mentions specific Oinshim. I've then read Barichas to Sugin Machis and other places, but there's Perek Yitches and Perek Chof. Now, together, always with the arrives here and again later, it also ends, it's brought down the Indian of Moilach. Ki yita nizari la Moilach. The parish of Moilach, arrives down a little bit in that, is Bemis Sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalit. When Yamaber's Zari in the Moilach, it's Chayv Skilo. Yamaber through an Eish, it's a big machlokes, we show him, the Ramban learns Yamaber it again and again until you actually kill the child. Rashi and the Rambam learn it's Lav Dafka. You put him through the fire, it's not Ad Shayom. It's a big machlokes, the Chinuch talks about it. Big machlokes, we show him. What exactly is Moilach? Is a machlokes there in the Gemara, is Moilach Avoyde Zara or is Moilach not Avoyde Zara? This is about it, the Chayv Skilo, but is it a kind of Avoyde Zara? Well, no, it's a parish of Arzach, it's Moilach. Rashi over there explains, and the Samach Dalan and Sanhedrin, what's the nafkamina if Moilach is Avodah Zorah? I mean, it is what it is. It says in the third, if you do this procedure, it's Moilach, Yichayim Misa. What's the nafkamina if it's Avodah Zorah, not Avodah Zorah? One nafkamina is of Rashi. There's a cloud by Avodah Zorah that there's two ways to be Chayim Misa by Avodah Zorah. Each Avodah Zorah to be Oyvin Avodah Zorah, Bekach. Right? Poyer Lepor, Merkulis, every Avodah with its Avodah. But then there's also the basic, the Dalan Avodah. Haktoros, Vichesh, Tachavoya, these avoiders are by all avoiders. So it's Pasha the Shaila, a person's Mishtachabe, or Mizabeah, or Makdir, Lemoilach. Is it an avoiders? It's a machloikis. And it's also fakert, if a person would do the avoider of Moilach to a different avoiders. If Moilach is an avoiders, that would also have the din of avoiders. In the Rambam, it's a ganze tumul. The Rambam says Moilach is not like other avoiders. It's not clear what he holds about Mezabeichu Makdir to Moilach itself. And it's also unclear on one of these, he says it's not Avodah Zorah, but it is Avodah Zorah. It's a very tumult in them. Kesef Mishnah talks about it over there. Now I want to bring me Bachutz Bezadiyah from somewhere else. Kesef Mishnah read of them. There's a Rambam going to Anderart. In Hilchis Yisoydi Atoira, the Rambam is stelling a back that there's a cloud, Oynis is Potter. Now he brings one of the famous Makaris, Oynis is Potter, at the end he brings it, because by Arise it says, Vela Naira Lai Sasa Dober. By Ma'anis, you Potter, when it's Oynis, Vela Naira Lai Sasa Dober. That's the cloud from all over, that Oynis is Potter. But the Ram also brings another Makar. He wants to bring a Makar that when a person does something by Oynis, he doesn't get an Oynish. And he quotes the Pasuk by Moilach that it says, Venasati is Pane by Isha Hu, Umi Piashmua Lamadnu, Hahu Veloi Oynis, Hahu Veloi Shoigig. And then he fears, Ois, Uma Bi Avoy de Zoro. Shehi chamura min hakoil. Ho'oivet oisa ba'oinis, eini chayiv kores. Kos gain by other averis. And then he feels ois, well now, let's have Kalach ya, toich advarim, the Rambam rufsach, that Moilach is ya avoyda zar. So you have to go in between, that it's, you have to know copy the sugi there, that it is avoyda zar, just it's a different kind of avoyda zar. You have to know what the Rambam would hold, the gavim is a beich u'makter le Moilach. Now by Moilach it says, mavir, mi zaroi la Moilach. So the Gemara Darshan, since Sanhedrin, daf Samach Dalit, Hamav hevir kol zara is potter. Shenemer mi zaracha, v'loi kol zaracha. If you maver all of the zara, you potter. Frech toisis, vegan alav yishoinin. Kesef Mishnah also, alav yishoinin. If he was already maver one of his sons, he was already chayiv. Afterwards, when he's maver all of them, then he suddenly becomes potter. It said, if you maver all of your zara, you potter. He was already v'choyiv when he was maver the first one. So the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, it's mitli toli v'choyiv. The vile is chayiv. When he's going to do the last one, then he becomes potter. I mean, Chazon says you can't do it 6 years later. It has to be only in the same mindset. You can't get the p'tor late. But as I read the book, that's not that hever kol zari l'mafrei you'll get a p'tor. The vile you chayiv or it's mitli toy. You have to know. But as the takas is at the kesemish. Toisus when he says the kasha, he says v'yeshloimar. You have to know how to read the toisus. V'yeshloimar v'ben echad or v'bas echad. You have to know how to read it. It's either v'ben echad. He has only one son. Meaning, he was Heber Kolzar. He only has one child. But the kasha was, you were ready, Oiver, there's no, he only has one child. Oi, the second terrace is, not Bas Echas, Bivas Echas. If you did all of them in one shot, right? Shvi Eshloim, if you're going, She'emi Ela Ben Echad, Oi, She'eviram Bivas Echas. You did all of them, but you did all in one shot. You have Shalatam, Sanezalish, but you did all of them in one shot, and that's how it's Shaykh the case of Heber Kolzar in Lamoila. Oi, Ben Echad, Oi, Bivas Echas. There's a famous smag in the Lavin. Mem, what's taket of pshat? He says, what's taket of pshat? Hever mixa zaro yichayv. Hever kol zaro yinat chayv. He did even a bigger avla, a bigger aver. The Rishonim, who we talked about before, was asking, technically, you were already mechuyev. But he's asking, Mitzad Avonah Shavoy, why shouldn't you be chayiv? You did even a bigger avon. Zok Desmad, Hihan Isenis. Dafka, because you did a bigger avon, maybe you don't deserve the kapara of the oinish. You deserve even a bigger oinish in Shemayim. You don't deserve to get tefila. You need something worse. Azay Zok Desmad. The Marsha in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, Daf Nord, brings this smag by Moilich. The smag is being masked why by Moilich you putter when you did all of the kid. And the Marsha says, maybe this could be the pshat, famous Marsha, this could actually be the pshat and ain't oinshin min adin. There's a lot of different pshat and what it means ain't oinshin min adin. L'chayra, haket zechal b'chayra, mida shabbatayra. Zok the Marsha gevalde. Ain't oinshin min adin because maybe you deserve a bigger punishment. You want to say, madach, this thing is chayven, I'm certainly the... No, maybe you don't deserve even a bigger oinsh. There's other makayrus to this. Also, that maybe that could be the pshat. And I would add on a knech. And to do it, there's always a famous kasha, and eight oinshim in adin, lemoshel. The classic one is achoysim in a'av, achoysim in a'ain. It's talk this parasha also. And if it's achoysim in a'av, in a'ain. So it's oinshim in adin. So the gemara, no, you need a separate pasuk to be marba achoysim in a'av, in a'ain. It's a famous kasha. They didn't bring it from Reb Chaim. Achoyim asked the kasha. L'chayim, it's not only a kal v'chayim. It's haynu hach. Achoyim min a'av u min a'ein is an achoyim min a'ein. It's also min a'av, but it doesn't take away its status that it's an achoyim min a'ein. Dal miyach ha'kal v'chayim. It's yesh b'chal m'sayimona. So does the lom d'sharei that know that it's an underesort ach v'sot. A kurva that you're related to this person that you have both parents is an under-assert kurva. Which kind of achmasa is it? An achmasa and an abum and aim. It's an under-a-kurva. It's a different, it seems. But Ken Zayn, according to the Marsha, it's a chiddish. You talk right. So Zayn, it's yesh b'chamasayim moneh. Oh, but Andad Kufa ain't oinshin min adin. Maybe the fact that it's min abum and aim, you deserve a bigger oinish. We can't... It's a reason that you shouldn't have this oinish. You deserve a bigger oinish. Parshas Kedoshim. We talked the parsha. Lo yischal pa'as sodcha. The Radvaz in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, he wants to know how come by pa'as sodcha one peya is enough, and by pa'as haroish later in the parsha you have lo yischifu pa'as roishchem. You need both peyas. As I saw, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, he says, Pasha, the field could be any shape. You don't know exactly. A corner somewhere. My Pasarosh, if you have your head screwed on, Pasarosh, that's the Pasarosh. Grace the Chiddush, I saw, there's a whole sugya about Loisakifu in Shavuos Daf Gimel and Mor Bar Chava in Nozer Daf Nun Zayin. Well, this mentioned one yedi about it. It's a big Chiddush, man. There's a sugya whether we're makif l'nikif. We know that there's really two different averis, totally different averis. There's an aver, you're not allowed to cut off. I mean, if a person cuts off his own payas, he's over both averis. He was over loisakif, that he was makif, and also he's a nikif. You're not allowed to have your payas cut off. And there's a whole sugya, are you makif l'nikif? A machlekes, Rav Huna. Rav Adabar Avad, a ganze sugya there. Toisvis, in Nozer over there, Toich HaDvarim, he has a kasha that according to Rav Huna, that we're not makish makif l'nikif, it's two different things. There's a lot, you're not allowed to chop off pays, and you're not allowed to have pays chopped off. Cut off, whatever. L'nikif, retain, whatever. In the oifen of hakofa, yeah? Toysis has a kasha, even if a yid takes off a goy's pays. If it's not hookish makif l'nikif, according to Rav Huna, even a goy's pays should be also to cut off a goy's for a yid. Because the Gemara says a yid can't offer cut off a cotton's pace. It should be offered for a yid to cut off even a guy's pace. So Taisa says, no, that about not. Yeah, a drosha he has. But then he ends off the last line. If it's usher, that it's usher for a man to cut off a lady's pace. Not usher for the lady. But there's an isra of loisakav of makif to cut off a yidish pace. Lamdafka man's. A lady's usher. A suffering Taisa. Taka suffering Taisa. That it's usher for a man to cut off a lady's pace. It'll be over the lava of Loisakif.
Do you know the Hekish?
No, Rav Huna doesn't know the Hekish. But Rav Huna doesn't know the Hekish. We've got the other things. The person was declaring that Akamani doesn't know the Hekish. It should come out, but it's awesome. I'm saying, the bottom is the end of the person's nazir. The Lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol. First of all, there's a vada shaila if pshutei shel mikra. There's a whole tumah in the achronim if over here we takasei ein mikra yotzei midei pshutei. I'm not suggesting you should put a stone in front of a blind person that's walking from far away, but it's not pashut if you're over a lavdoi raisa. There are the kairis that taka over here we say mikra yotzei midei pshutei, and rather chazalim out, and other rishonim say no, avada ein mikra yotzei midei pshutei. But chazalim that also you're not allowed to give an eitzah ra to somebody. And there's also, you're not allowed to be machshel someone in Avera. You're not allowed to give someone something, help him out to be over in Avera. There's it. There's a mice like this. In the chinuch, it's meduyik that lifnei iver is only to a yid. And as I say, in meduyik in Rabbeinu Yoina, there's makaris in Mishayim that lifnei iver is only to a yid. Right away, the achronim ask, famous kasha, is a gemara. Minayin shela yoshit adam kois yayin linozir. Oy Abram in Achai le Ben Noyach. With neighbor, Gemara Pesachim Chavei, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Davov. You now help someone be Abram in Avera. Don't give wine to a Nazir. Don't give Abram in Achai to a Goy. But first, that is a lifnei iver to a Goy also. So there's a famous klal. Rabbi Chanan talks about it. Rabbi Chaim Oyvzer, the Pana Vizirav, and Zachar Chanan talk about it. Rabbi Moshe talks about it in Shuvanim. That the lifnei iver of giving a bad eitzah is totally different gather than the lifnei iver of helping a person do an aveira. It's a long shavart. The lifnei iver of giving a bad eitzah, we'll say it like this, is a ben adam aveira. Don't give a guy a bad eitzah. The lifnei iver of helping out a guy do an aveira is a kind of lifnei iver, you're stelling tzu to the aveira, you're being marva aveiras boilam, you're helping out aveiras being done in the veld. It's a ben adam lamokah. Mitzad the eitzah ra of lifnei iver, that's only to yid. But the minayim shel yoshit ev menachay le ben noyach, that's poshet, you're being marve aveira ba'olam. And there's other nafkaminis in them. Can we moisef on this vart? There's no malchus on lifnei iver. So some rishonim say the chinuch writes the reason there's no malchus on lifnei iver. Because it's lav she'ein by ma'ase. You have to know why it's lav she'ein by ma'ase. It's sometimes shaykh in the oifen that he did it with a ma'ase. You have to know. There's a whole tumul of lav that normally doesn't need a ma'ase. You grad did it in an oifen of ma'ase. That categorizes lav she'ein by ma'ase. Whole shiloh and the rishonim back in there. But it's lav she'ein by ma'ase. The Ritva in Yevamis, Daf Pei Dalet, and also the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, they say a different reason. The reason there's no malchus on lifnei iver is because it's lav shebechlolos. A lav that includes more than one inyan, you don't get malchus in any of the inyanim. Then is the famous lav shebechlolos is at the end of this parsha. Vayseichlo al adam. Vayseichlo al adam. Chazalim are many different halachas. It's the azhara for a ben soi rumoire. It's an azhara not to eat from a behemah lifnei shetetzei nafsho. It's an azhara not to eat before davening. There's makaris that's a deiraisa kenzayin. It's a shalif and a smachna. Chazalim talks about it. There's an issa for Bezdin not to eat on the day that they're noyig to kill someone, or Mrs. Bezdin, Loisoichu al Adam. A lot of halachas we don't have from Loisoichu al Adam. So it's called Lavshe Bechlolas, you don't get malchus. So within the Rambam is saying that Lifnei Iver is a Lavshe Bechlolas. Why is it a Lavshe Bechlolas? Loisoichu al Adam, there's mamish gemoras that darshan totally different halachas. Eating before Davin, eating Basar, Bezdin, Ben Soyer, all kind of things. So one way of learning that the lav of lifnei iver is a lav shebechlolos is because it includes three topics. It includes pshutei shel mikra. It includes giving an eitzah ra. And it includes helping out for averus. And you can even add more. If you learn that helping out for averus is not stam as an eitzah ra, it's helping out for averus, so it's like a separate category. Otherwise it's just another eitzah ra. Add it to the list of eitzah ra. It's eitzah ra for another to drink wine. But my shver in Yevamis, in the Hagoyis, he wanted to say, sure, it's in different connection, and he had other makaris to it. That if you go with this word that lifnei iver of averus is shtelling tzu to the averus, lifnei iver is a lav shebechlolos because it has 613 topics. The lifnei iver of Shabbos is a Shabbos dikke connection, and the lifnei iver of avodazara is avodazara dikke, and the lifnei iver from every avera is you're shtelling tzu to that avera. That's why it's considered lav shebechlolos. He bought a ritva that has its sad. That there's even Yarek Val Yaver on the Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zorah. But my we pass them not like that in Yoredei, Yisim, Kufn, and Vav. But this is that side. Lifnei Iver from Avodah Zorah. So Lifnei Iver is mamish broken up into a lot of different a lot of different sections. You know, the klal by lifnei iver is that it's only when you're helping out the guy do the aveira, if it's only if it's trei ivra din nahara. Meaning the guy was on the nazar, the wine was on the other side of the river. The nazar was not going to get the wine without you. But if it's chad ivra din nahara, the nazar anyways could have gotten the wine. So then you didn't help him, because you gave him. He could have taken it himself. That's not lifnei iver. It has to be trei ivra din nahara. As I say in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. And there's a famous Mishnah of Melech in Hilchas Malva V'loiva. It's negated by Hilchas Ribbis. Because we know by Ribbis, there's always Lifnei Iver. The Malva and the Loiva are mashal each other in Lifnei Iver. The Mishnah of Melech says a chiddush like this. In Shrei Iver Denora, let's say it's Taket Shrei Iver Denora. So you're helping out the Nazir. But someone else could have helped them out. So he says it depends. If a different guy could have gotten the Nazir the wine, so then you didn't help him out. He could have gotten it anyways. He was talking on the other side of the river, but the guy would have brought it to him. But if there's a different yid that would have brought him the wine, but the mighty you went and brought it, the one that did it is Ivel with Neiver. If not, what would have happened? The other yid would have been Ivel with Neiver. So the one that did it is Ivel with Neiver. This cheshbon of Trey Ever Denara, that if it would have happened anyways, is not by another yid. If there's two yidin that potentially could have done the lifnei iver, we don't say zil hocha kamatchali, zil hocha kamatchali. The one that made the delivery is oiva lifnei iver. It's negayed on Hilchas Ribbis. But he brings a raya from a toises and chagiga, Moira de Kazach. I think last week's Taf Yemi. Taf Yud Gimel. Farana toises azoi. The Gemara says in chagiga that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a goy. Umishpatim baal yedoyim. Ein moisrin divrei Torah la'akum. Frek Toisvis, why do you need a pasuk that it's usur to teach Torah to a goy? It's usur for a goy to learn Torah, that's a different pasuk. Torah tzivalanu Moshe. Moirasha kihilas Yaakov, that it's usur for a goy to learn Torah. So when the Yid is teaching him Torah, he's over lifnei iver. So why do you need a separate thing? That it's usur lilamed Torah la'akum. Shenema umishpatim bal yadom. Without the special isur of usur lilamed akum. It's also la'akum lilmoit moirashik hilas yakut, and there's lifnei iver. And for toisvis, it's an afkamina if the goy has a different goy who's able to teach him. Moshe Nefrosis. In a case when a different goy is able to teach him, zok the Mishnah Lamelach. It didn't say a different yid. A case where a different yid is going to be able to teach him is not going to get you anywhere. Whoever teaches him is oivel lifnei iver. Bedik the grab, it had to be a different goy was going to be able to teach him. Now, on the Etzem Kash of Toysis, Farana Mais like this. First of all, the famous Turi Evan. The Turi Evan says, why is it usher for a goy to learn Torah? Torah tzivalonu Moshe, Moirosha kilas Yaakov. The Chazal Dash in one of two Eifanim. Either Moirosha means Moirosha, the Torah is Moirosha, so call Akam Shalom a Torah kilu boyo arusa. And the other chat is Moirosha, it's money, it's Gezel. Zok the Turi Evan, if the reason why it's usher for a goy to learn Torah is as Gezel, then it's only usher if he learns it himself. If a yid would teach him, it wouldn't be that isser. There's a different isser. Umishpatim baal yadoyim. Usher v'lam. Yitayil v'yis v'lam. But as the isser of Meirosha, there wouldn't be a problem. The problem is only when he's stealing it. If you're teaching him, it's not a problem. That's why you need umishpatim baal yadoyim. That's how he answers Taisa's kasha. There's another terror to Taisa's kasha. There's a big clown in the Achronim that there's no lifnei iver if it's an aveira that's not an aveira for the machshil. It's telling the whole sugya. And over here, it's not a veir for the yid to learn Torah, it's a veir for the goy to learn Torah. Well, just add one thing that Menachas Chinuch adds on. The Rambam doesn't bring down the din that it's usher to teach a goy Torah. He brings that it's usher for a goy to learn. He doesn't bring that it's usher to teach a goy. The embassy brings in Hilchas Avodim an hour to teach an Eved, some say it's a Kalachomer. But the Rambam doesn't bring this din of Mishpatim Baal Yadoyim. The Menachas Chinuch wants to suggest the Rambam never brings the din of Trei Ivra Denora either. So no, it's a big tumble, why not? But he never brings the Gedarim of Trei Ivra Denora. So up there, maybe that's the pshat. The Rambam held like Taisa's Kasha. You don't need a makar that it's usher to teach a guy Torah. Taka, you could know it. I'll slip Neiver of the Isser of a guy learning Torah. It doesn't hold in any of the Turutzin. And Taka, that would be the makar. Nochein Sugya. Moisamid al Damre Yecho. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that I am Gimel. Minayin leroy es chaveiro, shu toiveya benar. Oy chayu goyu rosoy. I listen boyin alav. You see your friend is dying. Toiveya benar. Chayu goyu rosoy. Listen boyin alav. Minayin she chayu vlatziloy. Shenemar lo yisamin el dam reyech. Shrek the Gemara. V'hamehocha nafka. You need the pasuk of lo yisamin el dam reyecha. It's a Shabbos Aveda. V'hashevoy say loy. Afilu gufoy. Tape of lay. You have to say him off a Shabbos Aveda. As I shrek the Gemara. Why do you need a special pasuk of lo yisamin el dam reyecha? Gemara's a kasha. Anyways, it's a Shabbos Aveda. And for the Gemara, al Shabbos Aveda, you would have to be matriach to save him. But maybe you wouldn't have to spend money if it was involving money. Kamash malon leisamen adam reyecha. Do you have to spend money? Now, after that, the pasuk is mechadish leisamen adam reyecha. You have to spend money. First of all, this is brought down the halacha and simin tov chavav in the end of Chayshim Mishpat. The sma brings down a machloikus rishonim. Do you get your money back? It's a whole shaila. But avada with mechadish, you have to spend money also. And it's a big shaila. Mechaschinach klaris. Other achronim talk about. If a guy taka didn't spend the money, he saw the guy drowning and he didn't spend the money, so he's over leisamid. He's a klar. Are you also over hashavas aveid? Could be leisamid al dam reyecha was megalad and in such an oifen of hashavas gufoy that hashavas aveid is also mechayiv to spend the money. Or no, al hashavas aveid you weren't mechayiv if it involved spending the money, but you over on leisamid al dam reyecha. Now, first, there's an interesting diak I saw there in Siman Tav Chavav. The lashon of the Gemara is minayin shiroyes chaveira toyveya b'nohar oy chayugoy rirosoy by listening by an olaf. When the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Chavav and also the Rambam in Hilchos Tzeach Perek Aleph Halacha Yadalit brings down this halacha, he says chayug bo acharov. He doesn't say the chayug was dragging you yet. The chayug was running to you. It wasn't dragging you yet. The Bir Agro writes on that word, Chaya Bo Acharav, Goyrirosoy Lav Dafka, Kedushin Chesom at Beis, Uposhet. First day that it's Lav Dafka, it's Shlepid you. Who are then Chaya Rots Acharav? And it's Poshet, he says. But he has arrived from Kedushin. What does he mean? In Kedushin Chesom at Beis, the Gemara declares, if a Kelev is Rots Achareo, and you save the Isha by feeding the Kelev and stopping the Kelev, Mi Amrino, and that it's Mekudeshes, I deal with, she can say, you were mechuyif to save me, so I'm amekudeshes. So you see that, you're mechuyif to save. I want to be made, maybe. The going says it's poshet. But you could have said it. It's a chiddush v'kipshat, lapil. Maybe you could have said punk fakert. The Gemara says teku, the Gemara is mesupik. There's a big shaila what the suffik was over there. Is it a suffik in din, suffik in mitzias? Clear, a mechuyif v'kipshat in the Gemara. I'll say it like this. If the caliph would have to be megarer her, then Avada, it would have been poshut that it's not Mekudeshes. Because he's Mechuyiv to save her, and if we're Taka, Mechuyiv, Mechuyivinu Lehatzilinu, and I'm not Mekudeshes. The Gemara was clearing. What about Kelev Rotzachere? Is it Taka, Taka, Goy Rosoi, and therefore it's Mekudeshes? I don't know that Taka, even by Kelev Rotz, it's also going to be considered Chiyuv, Mechuyivinu Lehatzilinu. Teku. And now you've shot, there's a whole tumult there. Is it a Sekhid Adina, Sekhid Amitsias? Man, I'm Mechudesh, think of Shana the Gemara. Little Pula. But the guy is never going to like that. He says, "Avada goy rosei lav davka kedushin chesam mit beis uposhet." He adds uposhet. The bavarnet. There's one big inyan here on leisamen al dam reyecha. There's a chiyuv of leisamen al dam reyecha. There's a moir de gemaisa here. The Gemara had a kasha. Why do you need a pasuk of leisamen al dam reyecha? Anyway, it's a Shabbos aveda. And the Gemara said, "You're right. Your taka would be mechuyev about Shabbos aveda." It's an afkemino. They have to spend the money. Fregen, the achrayin of makash like this. We'll build it up like this. First one, the minchas chinuch. If a person is ma'abed atzmi ladas, a person is ready to jump off the roof, are you mechuyev to save him off leisamen al dam reyecha? Zok the minchas chinuch, you're not mechuyev. We know by a Shabbos aveda, the person was ma'abed mamoinoi. It's his problem. You don't have to save him. You don't have to... The Gemara asked, why do you need leisamid al dam reyecha? Anyways, it's a Shabbos aveda. Why didn't the Gemara answer that you need the pasuk of leisamid al dam reyecha to save someone who's trying to commit suicide? Why didn't the Gemara answer that? The Gemara said it's enough kamina to spend the money. Say that you need leisamid al dam reyecha for a ma'abed atzmi ladas. Must be zok diminchas chinuch. That a ma'abed atzmi ladas also has no chiyuv. There's no leisamid al dam reyecha. There's no leisamid al dam reyecha. It had the same gedorim as the Shabbos Aveda. The only shino you have to spend the money. That was the slavish of the sugya. But there's no leisamen al dam reyecha and ma'abedatz miladas. You have to work out the case. There could be a lot of eifanim. Slavish of the guy's ready to jump. But what about, there's a shaila, there's a chuvas maram in Rutenberg. What about a person who someone is running after him to kill him? And you're trying to save him, but he says, don't save me, don't save me. He's not mamish being ma'abed atzmo l'das. He's just saying, don't save me. Or what about a person who jumped into the ocean and wanted to kill himself? But now he changed his mind. Now he does want you to save him. He was already ma'abed atzmo, but now he wants the chaperai. This kamoi fan, we have to work out the case. Whether there would be leisamen adam riecha on a ma'abed atzmo l'das. But it's coming from this diak that the Gemara asked, you don't need leisamen. Anyway, it's a shabbos aved. And now we go into a bigger chiddush. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shlomo Kluger, and Hagoyes in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tov Chavov, and Chachma Shlomo on the side in Shulchan Aruch, printed in Shulchan Aruch. He says, if a person is zokeng ve'eno lefi kfoidoi, there's no leisam adam reyach. As I thought, you see the guy drowning, but it's zokeng ve'eno lefi kfoidoi. As I divar Hashem as Avedo, zokeng ve'eno lefi kfoidoi. Also leisam adam reyach, zokeng ve'eno lefi kfoidoi. First of Gemara, he says, the Gemara says Hashem is Aveda. He brings another raya. The Gemara says about the person that was going to die unless he was going to marry a certain Isha, and the Gemara said no, they didn't let him, and let some man the Amram was even she was a Pnuya. Why? So the Gemara mentioned Pagam Mishpacha. He says, what do you mean Pagam Mishpacha? He's going to die. No. Ein lefik vaydam Pagam Mishpacha. He said, he blives shver tzorachim, there's a Gemara that even after Azok and Daniel Zichroid, he has to be do kvura. The Gemara darshan's above Mitzia daf chavches. He says, you have to do kvura, certainly, to save the guy. But the Maizah is still there, event. There's no Leisam and Adam Reyecha. The Gedorim of Leisam and Adam Reyecha has the same Gedorim as Ashov as Aved. Rav Moshe, in Tshuva, it's a Tshuva about heart transplants. Big Arichas there, but he brings Teichat Vorem. In Yeredei, Chelik Beis, Simen Kufay, and Dalit. And Anaf Gimel, he brings down this Minchas Chinuch, this Shlomo Kluger, he shries, he says, it can't be, it's a toy, the imam, he says, Sharfa, he says, Avadi, you have to save the guy, the Saman Adam Reyefa. But what's with the Raya? He says, very nice. He says, let's look, Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidoi. He says, you should know, the klal of Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidoi is only if the Zokin wouldn't have done it for himself. A guy that wouldn't embarrass himself for a small amount of money, but if it would be a lot of money for himself, he would have done it. Then he has to save it for the other guy also. The kaveh of Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidoi is always nimdin if you would have done it for yourself. Zokta to save a life? Avadi would have done it to save you a life. Hagam did it. It's his life. It's the other guy's life. But that's anyways, my chosis. And he says if there's a Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidoi that wouldn't save his life, so anyways, he's wrong. Now, so this, it's never negated. So what was the kasha? You need Leisamen El Dam Reyecha for a case of Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidoi. It's never gemol Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidoi on Legabi Yechayim V'movis. And who are then also his matcha on the Milchus Chinuch Chiddush of Ma'abed Atzmo L'das? Shemes on Ma'abed Atzmo L'das, the Stam is a balagan. There's a big tumul on the Ma'abed Atzmo L'das if he's over Leisirtzach. The Milchus Chinuch sheet is he's not over Leisirtzach. It's a shayla if you darshan like this ratzen. So it's not possible what you're saving him from. No, I saw an interesting kasha, the Magian, the new Milchus Chinuch they bring down, there's a different Milchus Chinuch that has a kasha, that not a kasha, says a Chiddush. He says, if you ever see someone doing an Aveira, to save him from an Aveira also, it was like, Samar al Damar Yechah, save him from the Aveira. So the Kash is, there should be a like, Samar al Damar Yechah to save him from the Aveira, even if it's not like Sirtzach, save him from the Aveira, forget about the Chaim, save him from the Aveira. In Kli Chemdai, so he also talks about this Shail, and Pashas Kisetze, there's a big Arichas, so take one Nakud, he says, in Santazach, the Gemara says in Soita, famous Gemara, a chosid shoita is someone that's roya itza teveya benar, he doesn't want to save her. So he has a whole mass of matan. On one hand, though, he has a tzad. This is a riot to Rav Shlomo Kluger. He says, because the Gemara only calls him a chosid shoita. He's not a chosid shoita. He's a Russian. He's over a lot. He's not a Reyeta. So no, it's only chosid shoita. A Russian ish. Rav Shlomo Kluger is right. He says, okay, man, let's wait. But then it shouldn't be a chosid shoita either. But it goes back and forth. He has a deal. Russia isn't it. Chosid shoita isn't it. In Leisamen Adam Reyecha also, the Kesef Mishnah brings down from the Hagoyis Maimini that a person has to be Machnis Atzmoy L'Sofek Sakona in order to save someone else. And the Kesef Mishnah says because he's Vada, you're Sofek, you have to be Machnis Atzmocha even into a Sofek Sakona. Azoy brent the Kesef Mishnah from the Hagoyis Maimini, and it's, the Minchas Chinuch asks, it's very schwer. B'chai Behem, who says Yimachuyiv? It should be made even usher to. He only asks why you mechuyev to. It's not special why it should be mutter even. Tiedua, the Ar Sameach, twice. Once in Ar Sameach, and once in Meshech Chochma, brings a raya k'neged this Hagoyis Maimini. In Or Sameach, he brings the raya because it says when a person has to go to Golus, even if Gans Klal Yisrael needs him like Yoyev Ben Tzeruya to say, don't go out, you're putting yourself into a suffix sakana. And in Neshech Chochma and Parsha Shmois, he doesn't bring the Maamar Kamis each one the other one, but he brings a raya. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, go on the shlichus, because the people that are after you are dead. And if they wouldn't be machnas atzmacha to a suffix. So vaikri means a raya, not like this agoyis mind. You have to put yourself into a suffix sakana. There's one more nidhi. There's a shalva that Kriyas Teshuva talks about there. To save someone, would you have to cut off, let's say it involved, not killing yourself, but you have to, it would involve cutting off your hand. Sakonas Aver. Are you mechuyev for sakonas Aver? If we summon al dam riach to save the other guy, it's putting your Aver in a sakona. Is the emes is, you have to know, by all chayvi lavin, the cloud is, you have to spend all your money, right? Mitzvah esen al yichoymish, but chayvi lavin, all your money. First halach in your day is simen kuf nun zayin. And if you look at the shach over there, the shach says, yesh l'stapik l'gavi sakonas Aver. We have a kemomen oy nefesh. We know you don't have to dare val yavron or lavin, but all your money, yeah. The shach is l'supik if you have to spend an Aver for chayvi lavin. He's not that not, but it's a suffik by all chayvi lavin. But here is the shayel specific on leisamen al dam riachem. The Sameach brings a raya. There was the famous maisa about with Shimon ben Shetach that they wanted to get after he killed all the machshefoy, so they wanted to make nekama on him. So two Eidei Sheker were made that his sons chayv misa, and afterward they admitted that they had framed him. But Bezin said it's too late. Kivin shehidit, and they had to kill him, even though the Eidim admitted that they had lied. They said he was a dinner aveira and he's chayv misa, and they had to kill him, even though they were insisting we tried, we framed him. Too late. Fred Dar Sameach, why didn't they chop their hands off? The din is Yad Ha'edim Tiyabai Barishayin. By the Gemara din, they still had hands, and now they lost it. The din is that you can't. Why didn't they chop their hands off? Like Samuel Adam Riach, they know that an innocent guy's getting killed by Bezdin. Must be Yinam Echoyif. And the shayla is, can a dinkton? Who says they were such tzaddikim? You know, they were two yudin is a simon for a shame of Hashem, right? That's how we write the shame of Hashem. He says, when there's two dots, if one of them is on top of the other, that's a soif pasuk. But if they're next to each other, that's a shame Hashem. That's a shoyes Hashem. V'hafkel l'reyach ha'kamoich ha'i. Eidev ul'zayn. Iber da'andere. That's the end of the road. That's a soif pasuk. Tzazamen. V'achdus. That's his name Hashem. Shchina shmei b'nei. V'hafkel l'reyach ha'kamoich ha'i.